appreciate our ministers that are right here with us, all of you that are here tonight, visiting ministries that have been in. Hallelujah. And we appreciate the Word of God last night. Amen. A few times I thought that preacher last night was going to go right up through the ceiling and he'd be gone. Hallelujah. Firing up, preaching the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I have to say that I'm very happy that we have good pastors and evangelists and teachers right here in MEA that they can go places and do a lot of things for God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of them, if they weren't pastoring, they'd be out in an evangelistic field full time on the go, going in every direction. Hallelujah. In the work of God. And amen. Let me see. I didn't do this morning. I don't believe. But there was a special announcement that I had to make. I think maybe we made it this morning, but I'll remake it tonight. We now have joining with us is Crossroads Tabernacle, comes from Fulton, New York. And they're officially one of our churches now, and they are up there, and you'll be hearing more, and trust that we'll be getting some of them get into our camp meeting next year, and we'll be up there visiting them and being in their services there. They've turned their organization over to us, so we'll be having a lot of activity and business to take care of. And amen. So you pray for the pastor there, Brother John Coleman. His health's not the best, but he's in there full time as pastor, and hold that work up. Get that on your prayer list. And so we thank the Lord. We want to see the work roll on there. There's people in there that love the Lord and are serving God. And we want to see the work roll on. You have to get your calendar out to see, not your calendar, but your road map, where Fulton, New York is. It's north of Syracuse, New York, up there. Amen. Where it snows till it comes clear up to the eaves of the houses in the wintertime. I mean, that's pretty deep snow up in that part of the country. So we wanted to let you and be aware of this and get them on your list in prayer when you're praying for the churches. Put that one on the list. Amen. We appreciate it very much. Without any further delay, we've been outside, we've been in and did all kinds of things in this meeting, and let's draw our attention into what the Lord has laid on Brother Andrews' heart to share with us tonight, and respond at altar call time. Let the Lord touch you, and amen. Let Him minister to you as He comes and brings us the Word of God. Say, let's give the Lord a good hand as He comes, and amen, saying, thank you, Brother Andrews, that you're here with us tonight. Hallelujah. Let the Lord have His way.
Hallelujah. Can all the saints say praise the Lord? Can all the saints say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's good to be in camp. It's always a pleasure, praise God, and the highlight of the year for me, you see me say that, maybe you have many times, it is, and one of the highlights of the year. For me to go to church is a highlight, because I just love to go to church and go and be in God's house, and you hear me say this quite often, that really the church body is my family. And it really is. You know, I don't have one part of my family to have much fellowship with as far as the things of God. But I'm still believing God for that to change. But I thank God for you folks. Amen. I love every one of you. I'm glad you could be here. And praise God. I was praying and I said, Lord, you know, I know people are tired tonight. How many are weary? You'll be honest about that a little bit. So I'm going to try to just, you know, obey the Lord that way. But, you know, as far as trying to get you out of here so you can go to your various homes and take the blessing of God back tonight. But I do believe we have a message tonight. So let's stand and read from Matthew, the 25th chapter tonight. Praise the Lord. So good to see all the folks here tonight and the folks from Dominic. Praise the Lord. Brother and Sister Patalio and Brother Miguel and his wife Rosa. We appreciate them being with us, don't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Love you, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25, a familiar passage of Scripture. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to the ten virgins which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. Once you notice verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Yea, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness to us in this camp meeting. Thank you for the opportunity to stand behind your sacred desk once again. Oh God, I pray that, Father, you'll just work through. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray that it will fall on ears that are ready to receive it. There may be people here tonight that have physical needs. There may be people here tonight that have deep spiritual needs. But nonetheless, whatever the need is, spiritually, financially, physically, emotionally, God, I believe you to meet that tonight. God, break every yoke and every fetter through the anointing of the Word tonight. I pray that, God, you'll just flow and have your way as we bring this camp meeting to an end. God, I stand in your power and your power alone. For in myself, I can do nothing unless the anointing be there. And I praise you and thank you for tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. I like that you can maybe see that. Praise God. Over in the book of Zechariah, in the Old Testament, chapter 4, if you'll turn there for a moment. Matthew chapter 25, we may get back there in a little bit, but Zechariah in chapter 4, I want to begin reading at verse 1, read some more scripture. And the angel of the Lord that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that waketh out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, and a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and the seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Praise God. Tonight I'd like to speak to you on this topic, Go Light Your World. Go light your world. It's the last service. It's the last time that we may, even this side of heaven, be in the house of the Lord. For the Lord could come tonight. I'm telling you, the Bible says there in Matthew 25, Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. This could possibly be that day. This could possibly be that night. I believe still what I was taught from the beginning in 1975. I still believe that Jesus Christ is going to come. I'm just that much closer tonight. After 29 camp meetings here, 29 years ago I walked on this camp ground, and those years have gone mighty quick, and the years that preceded that in the walk of God. It's been 33 years to the Lord, Terry, in December that I gave my heart to the Lord, and those years have gone by quickly, but tonight those years have drawn me closer to the coming of the Lord, and you as well, church, tonight. Don't grow weary tonight, because the Lord promises to come, and He will not fail His promises. I've never seen God fail a promise that He ever made to me tonight. I've never seen God do anything like anybody. He just does things better than anybody I've ever known tonight. I tell you, He's the best friend that we've ever had tonight, church. There's nobody, the black folks say, there's nobody can do for me like Jesus. I believe that's true. That's true tonight. Come on, somebody say amen. It's the last night, but don't get quiet tonight. Go light your world. I'd like to say tonight that Zerubbabel was there, and the prophecy came forth that the things that are done that are lasting for God are not done in the strength of man. Without the anointing, there's nothing. Without the Spirit of God, there's nothing lasting that can be done. I know, yes, that people erect things, and they do things, and they make buildings, and they make monuments, and they erect these kind of things. And a lot of it's done in the name of religion or in the name of an organization. But that which is done by the Spirit, somebody say amen tonight. We must have the anointing. We must take this message that we've heard these last 9 days out under the anointing of the Holy Ghost into a lost and dying world. Somebody say amen. In 1960, there was an inaugural made in this country. In that inaugural, if you don't remember, prior to that in November, the people of America came together and they were doing what they always did from the beginning, mostly was to elect a president. In that election time, in November of 1959, might I say, there was a campaign. And the Republicans raised up a man named Richard Nixon. The Democrats raised up a man, if I'm not mistaken, Eisenhower, excuse me, I believe it was. Democrats raised up a man called John F. Kennedy. If I have it right, if you can straighten me out, it was either Eisenhower or Nixon. I can't remember exactly that for the Republicans. I believe I have one of those two right. But I know I do for the Democrats. For the Democrats named a man and put him into office and brought him to a time prior to that when he was going to go into office in November. His name was John F. Kennedy. At his inaugural, there was a very famous poet that came there. I'm getting to this part now. He came to that podium and he was asked to give a poem that he had written. He had written a poem. I'm not sure it was this poem. I'm just talking about the poet tonight. His name was Robert Frost. Through the years, being in school and in college, secular college, various things, not only studying drama and acting and that kind of thing for those periods of time, but I also had to take some core curriculum courses, and one of them was literature. Of course, I spent a semester studying, people like Shakespeare and all his plays and those kind of things, but there was also history and various things like that, of theater, and there was a segment where I took literature, and in that, there was discussions made of Robert Frost, and because of reading his poetry, he fell upon me as somebody I really, really liked. And many years ago, I was attached very much to two particular poems that he wrote. I'd like to read one of those tonight, because we're talking about going out and lighting your world for Jesus tonight. How you have the light. Everybody look at somebody and say, I have the light. You have the light tonight to take to a lost and dying world. If you're in here and you're backslid, you're not saved tonight, God can relight your candle. He'd like to do that before this night's over. Amen. The name of the poem was called The Road Not Taken. I'd like to tell you that it's certainly written by a man, as far as I know, was not a Christian. But there is something I'd like you to see tonight, because every time that I read this poem, I realize that I could put a spiritual application to it. I could find something. How many find something once in a while when you read, even though it's written by somebody that's not of God, whatever it is, you can still see, hey, wait a minute. In the middle of that, they don't even realize that there's something spiritual that could be likened and taken from that message. Come on. Here it is, The Road Not Taken. I'm going to draw your attention. It won't be until the last sentence of the poem where we're going to tie it into the message. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. Sorry, I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them rarely about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing that how ways lead to a way, I doubted if I could ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Listen, church. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Tonight, the road for Jesus Christ is going to make all the difference in somebody's life. It made all the difference in your life and in my life. And tonight, it's important for us to know that somewhere, ages and ages hence, not only this side of eternity, but also over on the other side, there will be rejoicing for all the labors and all the works that we've done for God. Don't grow weary, church, tonight in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. God. Come on tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God's not forgotten any labor of love, any work that you've done, any prayers that you've prayed, any people that you've visited, whatever the case might be tonight. I want you to know that it all makes a difference, though. It all makes a difference, not by what the poet said tonight, but by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In Zechariah there, chapter 4, he reminds us that there was a candlestick. The candlestick, just let me preach tonight, my angle. The candlestick was you and I, the church, tonight. You and I that love Jesus. You and I that have made ourselves available. You know, a candlestick or a chair, it has a certain function, or a light has a certain function. They can't do anything of themselves. But when they get put to the use that they were created for, they can make all the difference. Come on tonight. You and I are that candlestick. God made us to be ones that are filled with oil. When we read tonight what the prophet said, he said, what is that? It says, it's a candlestick. He says, the candlestick is gold. In God's eyes tonight, He looks at you, church, as something precious. Something above cost. There's something about gold that stands out, that doesn't have the likeness to mud, that doesn't have the likeness to marble. Gold is a thing of value tonight. Somebody say amen. And so, this, as on each side of it, a bowl on the left side and on the right. A lamp is going to be created out of this. But it's important that there be those two olive trees. For from olive trees come olive oil. No, not Popeye and olive oil. Olive oil. Olive oil. And that oil is what burns. That oil is what supplies the light. Without the oil, you can have the wick. You can have the candlestick. But you must have those things all together in order for there to be a difference. You see, there are two olive trees by it, one upon the right side and one upon the left. And I answered and said, what are these, Lord? And the Lord spoke through the angel and said, knowest thou not what these are? No, my Lord. And he answered and said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might. When you look at that, it's not by might. It's not by that candlestick by itself. But when it comes together with the oil, when it comes together with the flame tonight, something can be done. Somebody say amen. That's why it's so important tonight for us to be filled with the Spirit of God. If you've come through camp tonight, I came to this pulpit to tell you tonight, if you came to this camp and you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, tonight should be your, oh, it's too late. I'm too tired. I'm too tore out. I want to tell you tonight that you must have the Holy Ghost in this last hour. It's important. It's so important to have the Holy Ghost. I just had a revival at our church. Some of you know Pastor Paul McGeechee. Teaches Export Bible School, but Brother McGeechee and I go back many, many years. Brother McGeechee is a wonderful man. But there's one thing that Brother McGeechee believes in. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues, as the Spirit gives evidence. I wanted to have him come. Because I don't know about you, but even through all the years that I've served God as a Pentecostal, I believe that everybody needs to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I had Brother McGeechee. I prayed about it. I wanted Brother McGeechee to come because Brother McGeechee really has a gift. You know, we can lay hands on people and they can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We can lay our hands on sick people and they can receive healing. We can lay our hands on people and cast out devils and those kind of things. But sometimes God gives certain gifts for certain people in a special anointing that way. So I invited Brother McGeechee to come because it concerns me as a pastor. As you know what I'm talking about tonight. When I sat year after year and month after month and day after day and Sunday after Sunday and Thursday after Thursday and they don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it bothers me. I want to see people fit. I want to pastor a church. Amen. Brother Milton, I want to pastor a church where everybody's filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. It's not for a select few any more than salvation is. God wants everybody in here to know Jesus as their Savior. He wants that. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He doesn't want you to just sort of mangle through life and say, this is all there is. There might have been a day and an hour we did that. We walked up and down this earth. We walked to and fro. And we thought, well, what is life? I get up. I get dressed. I go to work. I make some money to buy some bread. I go home. I go to bed. I wake up. I go to work to make some money. some money, to buy some bread? Is this all there is? There's got to be something more. Certainly you've asked that question or you wouldn't be here tonight. But there's a world out there that needs the light that we have tonight. It's going to come through that candlestick. You're already gold. You're already the candlestick. What you've got to do is say, God, I want that vessel to be filled. You see, I read about the 10 virgins tonight. 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. Man, I don't want to ever see you have a tag on your life that says, I'm foolish. I'm foolish. I've wasted time. One of the greatest wastes tonight, young people, is for you to waste your life not serving God. If I could do it all over again, at 22 years old when I knelt at an altar by my bed, in that little back bedroom of my grandmother's house in 1975, if I could go back and undo those years of sin and serve God like my wife has, like so many others that started when they were young, I would trade those years in a moment for all the sin that I ever did. I'm telling you, there's nothing like serving God tonight and being that gold vessel. It's a gold vessel. It has a palm tree on the left. It has a palm tree on the right. It's got every possibility to be filled with the Spirit of God. It's got every bit of available oil. There's enough oil. Let me tell you, let me preach tonight. There's enough oil in that tree for everybody here and everybody that might come in the years ahead and everybody that's ever come through the doors of this place. There's enough oil to come fill those vessels tonight. Hallelujah. I want to leave camp full. I believe we have. But I want you to know tonight I'm leaving you with a message. Go out into a world, a lost and dying world. It'll make all the difference what road you choose. I believe most of you, and I'm not condemning you, not putting you down tonight, most of you have chosen the road for God, the road for Jesus Christ. But there is a road. There comes times when God, as Brother Easton was saying tonight in his own life, about where he had to choose, whether he's going to go to prayer meeting or something. You see, when God begins to take us deeper, once again we come to that fork in the road, like Robert Frost says, even after we get saved. And at that fork in the road, we have to decide, am I going to go farther for God or am I going to stay here? Do I want more of the oil or do I want this, what I have right now? The foolish said, well, you know, we'll get it someday. It's okay. We'll wait till the... until we really see if things are going to gel. I mean, Brother Morris talks about the coming of the Lord. And, Brother Peretti came up here and he ranted and raved about those kind of things. Different ones. But we're just, I feel myself. You might be saying, I'm just going to wait and see what transpires. Too late. Too late. You've got to get with it tonight. Come on. You can't wait till Jesus comes to get things straightened out. You've got to do it now. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you see, it's so important that you go into the world and be a light. It's so important. Can I read you something tonight? The thing that's going to make the difference. Somebody wrote this. I don't even know it was an author. He was also a pastor. His name was J.R. Miller. Don't know if he's related to Brother Miller or not. It makes no difference. But he said this statement. The only thing that walks back, listen to me, from the grave with the mourners and refuses to be buried is the character of a man. Did you hear me tonight? Let me read that again. The only thing that walks back from the grave with the mourners and refuses to be buried is the character of a man. Come on tonight. Hallelujah. The only legacy you're going to leave is a character that represented Jesus Christ. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You and I can receive the oil of the Holy Spirit that fuels the living flame that Christ produces. He produces the flame. We take the oil in, He lights it. Come on, can you say amen? If we don't receive it, we have nothing to offer. If we burn steadily after we have received that fullness of oil, it's because we have learned to yield our lives. We've heard a lot about yielding around it. Yield our lives. If you get sick of hearing that, you better pray through because that's what it's all about. Continually yielding our lives, learning to yield our lives to the Holy Spirit, unlimited in His supply of power and strength. Come on tonight. Hallelujah. God's only begun to do what He can do in your life tonight. Amen. Praise God. You know this comes, this power, this strength, this refilling of oil we read about in Zechariah tonight and in Matthew tonight only comes when we have a continual fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis. We've heard a lot of that already said tonight. It's only what we do, it's not what we do for the Lord necessarily, but what He does through us that enlightens and enriches other people. It's not what we do for the Lord, but what we allow God to do through us. Well, God can't do much through us if we don't have that oil. If we don't have that oil tonight, can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'd like you to go to Ephesians chapter 6 tonight. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim came up and he was leading songs and he started exhorting and he's taking my sermon. Hey, man, that's all right. Just confirmation. Praise the Lord. I love you, Brother Jim. That's all right. Praise God. And someone else was up there and praise God, something was said and I thought, my. But that's okay. That's a confirmation. I'm just, you know, not going to let the devil defeat tonight. Praise God. That candle that you have tonight, whether it's a candlestick, whether it's a full candlestick like we're describing the Old Testament there, if it's on a candle stand, if it's in a corner, if it's on a hilltop, it can still shine. Can you say amen? Jesus told us not to hide our light. He said, don't put it under a bushel. Put it out there where everybody can see it. Hello. Amen. People who would do otherwise would be saying, I'm only interested in if I make it, and I'm not concerned about anybody else. Well, my goodness, we need to do something about that. Can you say amen? Ephesians chapter 6, familiar passage of Scripture. Chapter 6, verse 10. Everybody say, finally. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. His might. Be strong in the power of His might. You are the candlestick. The oil's been put in, but the oil is Him. The oil comes in, and when it is lighted, then there is power and there is might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, everybody say above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Praise God. It's the oil that's going to make the difference tonight. I'm not going to be very much longer tonight. I'm telling you that we've been feasting around here for these last 9 days. And everybody that's been here and really pressed in there and been here most every services, service number 28. How can I add to it? Only to tell you tonight to go into a lost and dying world. Go light your world. When we have the altar call in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to come and say, God, I'm the vessel. You filled me with oil. If you lack, ask for more. But if you know that God's filled you with the oil, I want you to say, God, I want to go and light the world. You're going to do the lighting, but I want to carry that light out into a lost and dying world. Not very long ago, Joy and Nathan got a DVD of a Christian brother who's preaching to teenagers. Not going to tell you what the message is about, but I'm going to tell you at the end of the message, when he was talking about commitment, when he was talking about young people being on fire for God, he went back on that big platform and he got a torch, a lighted torch like you see at the Olympics. He brought that down and he held it and he said, you know, I want to know who's going to be committed to God. He said, when you get ready, when you feel you're sitting in your seat, that you're ready. You say, I made a full commitment. I'm making a full solid commitment. I want to carry the torch. He said, I want you to come. Hey man, I want you to come and take this torch and pass it to somebody else that will motion to you or something that wants that torch. And the power of God fell in that place. You know, God wants us to carry the torch. It's not something we're going to take back. It's not something we're going to put in a Ziploc bag. It's not something we're going to stick in the refrigerator. It's something we're going to take to a lost and dying world. Amen. Praise God. It's not what we do for the Lord, but what He does through us. I want to be that someone, don't you, that God does through me what He will receive glory for, that I might enlighten and enrich others. Hallelujah. Oh, the greatest blessing there is to see someone else's life touched through your anointing, through your dedication, through your commitment. Come on tonight. There's a difference tonight. I took the road less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Yes, there were two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and it's made all the difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'd like tonight to tell you that somewhere in ages past, as I close and just go over this again for a moment, in ages past to come, we're going to look back and say, I'm glad that I made that commitment to God, that full sellout commitment. Tonight, some of you sat here and you know what it is to say, Lord, I'm willing to lay down my life. I'm willing to give my life. You see, I don't know. All I can say is tonight God wants us to go all the way, to go into a lost and dying world. And don't just take the oil and just say, wow, I'm a pretty lamp. Boy, the Lord's really lit me. You know, no. What was God, what was the cry our brother tonight, praise God, excuse me, Zechariah. His cry was, Lord, what does this represent? God says, I'm going to do something through the power and the might that's going to flow through you. He says, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight, you need the Holy Ghost. Hey, it's time to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. We're not in that big a hurry. We can't pray for you and these other pastors. They come. Amen. They're going to pray. But I want the musicians to come right now. And I just, try to keep it short. It's only about 8:45, maybe half an hour I preach or so. But I believe I've said, when I was seeking the Lord, I everything that would come to my mind, first of all, you think of 1,001 messages you could preach. I thought, man, we pretty well covered it in camp meeting, except that there's still a task that God wants. Camp meeting isn't about just, it's right to come and get right with God and to get built up in God, but there's a world out there, church. My message tonight, there's a world out there that needs what we've received. Amen. Don't just settle on it. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Amen. Praise God. Let's just make our way up here. Let's lift our hearts and our hands. Hey, man, anybody else going to come and play these instruments? Help us out tonight. Praise God. I want you to come. I want you to come and gather around the altar here. Not kneel, just stand. Reach out to God and say, God, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by your Spirit. I want your Spirit to flow through me. I want people to see that light like Zechariah saw. I want people to know that I don't want to be one of those five foolish virgins. I want to be ready and filled with the Spirit of God so that someone's life can be touched. Oh God, there's a road tonight at this altar. There's a road. God's saying, are you willing to take the one let's travel by and be filled on that road with my Spirit? Touch somebody that in ages and ages to come, it'll be said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants to do that for you and for me tonight. Praise God. Hey, preachers, I want you to go around and ask people maybe if they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and pray for them after you've prayed for a while. Ask if they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Pray for them if they don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to make my way around some folks tonight, but I just want you to make a prayer first of all, Lord. I'm willing to go all the way if you really mean it tonight. God will do something for you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The road less taken. Praise God. Go and light your world tonight. Go and light your world. Hallelujah. Come on, reach out to God right now tonight. I'm sorry, but my voice is about gone. Amen. After song leading and preaching, I did my best tonight. Praise God. What voice I have left. But I know that God
spoke to me over there in that room tonight. Go and light your world. Go and light your world. God's lighted you, but you go and light the world. Let them feel what you feel. Let them experience what you've experienced in Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, reach out to God. Come on, preachers, help us. Amen. Move around and pray for some folks tonight.